The statement of cash flows shows the sources and uses of our cash. Sources of cash are the increase or the inflows of cash, the money that is coming into the health center. Uses of cash are the decreases or the outflows of cash, or the money going out of the organization. The statement is broken down into three distinct sections by the general purpose or the type of activity that the cash flow relates to. The top section shows the cash flows from operating activities. This section is designed to show the cash inflows and outflows related to day-to-day operations. Basically, the cash inflows from serving patients and the cash outflows of paying the day-to-day operating bills, including our payroll. It is important to remember that this statement shows this activity over a period of time, typically a month or a year, as we noted earlier. The timing of cash receipts and payments can impact the reported amounts on this statement. This can be especially sensitive in looking at just one month's activity. Simply not paying bills for one month can really impact the activity on this statement. It is important to have positive cash flow from operations. Negative cash flow from operations is an indicator of financial distress. If the board does see negative cash flow from operations, it will also want to look at financing activities and pay particular attention to the amounts borrowed on the health center's line of credit. This might indicate that the center is using its line of credit to fund operations, which would just be masking a situation that is getting worse. The second section shows cash flows from investing activities. This section is designed to capture investments made in the health center, such as property and equipment purchases, and placing money into the bank in reserve. Investment in reserve funds are important to building financial health. Cash or investment reserves can be established for several reasons. There can be an external restriction on certain funds from donors or lenders that is required to be set aside in reserves. Also, the organization can designate cash reserves for future capital purchases or just have a rainy day fund. This section is important as building reserves are needed for future expansion. This section also highlights activity from the growth and maintenance of facilities. The final section shows cash flows from financing activities. This section shows financing activities such as cash inflow of borrowing money and the cash outflow of paying it back. The timing of borrowing and terms of payback can drive significant cash flow planning. If there is significant borrowing activity, especially on the health center's line of credit, this can be an indicator of financial distress.